This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're following major news on the housing front. The administration is suspending evictions and foreclosures for people in federal housing projects and for homeowners with mortgages backed by the Federal Housing Administration, Fannie Mae, or Freddie Mac. And a growing number of cities and states are also putting temporary holds on evictions. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
As dramatic as the last week has been, the country's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, warns.
Things will get worse than they are right now.
He means health-wise, but that's also true economically, which is why the Trump administration just announced it is suspending evictions and foreclosures for people living in public housing and for anyone with a single-family mortgage backed by the FHA, Fannie Mae, or Freddie Mac.
There are so many people who are already losing their jobs, so many people who are living paycheck to paycheck.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed was one of the first to enact a citywide moratorium on evictions late last week.
With the coronavirus, we know that there are going to be a number of people who may not be able to pay their rent. And so it was important to make sure that as we're dealing with this, that we don't make our homeless challenge worse than what it is now.
A growing number of cities and states have since enacted similar measures, including Los Angeles, Seattle, Kentucky, and New York. Diane Yentel is president and CEO of the National Low Income Housing Coalition.
The very least that policymakers can do during a national health emergency is make sure that more people aren't pushed into homelessness through evictions or foreclosures.
Like so much these days, Yentel says this is both an economic and a public health issue.
It's never been more obvious than it is right now that housing is health care. And if people are not housed, they lose the ability to protect themselves and their community from getting sick.
There have been mixed responses to the moratoriums from landlord groups. One in New York, the Community Housing Improvement Program, said in a statement that if lawmakers, quote, choose to enact moratoriums, we hope they will include appropriate compensation to building owners to cover financial losses. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.